Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
I mean, what makes this special that people at home might not pick up on?
You kind of see what you get. The ball goes in the hoop a lot. have fun while doing it. You see some dunks, some long threes. I mean, behind the scenes, we're not that interesting. You know, we're pretty normal. We enjoy our families, the outdoors, movies, music.
Art, food. So it's not like we're special, superhuman superheroes. We're just very blessed to have a great job and, you know, have fun while doing it.
That's a great answer.
That's
a great answer.
Ding, ding.
And now, it is 11th NBA season out of Washington State University. Number 11, Clay Thompson.
7-point game. Warriors with a lead. Thompson just the 2 points. Misty dribbling. Oh! Exploding to the rim! Klay Thompson powers one down.
Klay's got Jared Allen on a switch. He went to reach. And Klay down the lane! He's got some bounce. Looking super bouncy. Crossover gets a vibe.
He took the 100 pounds.
Dumped on the whole city of Cleveland.
And then he said,
hey, Stevens, I'm going to fix this world today. Oh, he's all the way back.
Because I know what's missing.
Stepped on the door to do
then
it himself.
Then he rolled his big sleeves up. And a brand
art,
new world
food.
Began.
So it's not like we're special, superhuman superheroes. We're just very blessed to have a great job and, you know, have fun while doing it.
Yes, he did. That's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Just 100 pounds of clay. He made my life worth living.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Keith Parrish for your weekend update. I hope everybody had a happy Clay Day. This is Clay Day plus one. Keith, Klay Thompson is back. 941 days between NBA games. And let's just start, before we even talk about the game, let's just start with, hey, it certainly was nice to see Klay Thompson on the court.
Yeah, is he just one of the most beloved NBA players? Like, everyone likes Klay, right? It was just exciting to see him back. I can't think of a more, I don't know, liked player who had been out this long. It was such a weird circumstance of, like, it's been so long, and, like, I don't have a rooting interest for the Warriors, but, like, I felt so excited to see Klay, and I wanted him to do well. I was nervous for him. I was anxious. I had little butterflies in my stomach, but it was an NBA event, but then I was trying to compare it to, like, what is this like? This is just strange. Maybe we don't have to, but it was just a different NBA moment.
Well, I think it's just so rare that you have a human being who is universally beloved and in the way that he is. And we all loved his exploits when he was off the court and, you know, Captain Klay and all that stuff. But This is why we love Klay Thompson, because he's unflappable when it comes to the game. And he was unflappable in his return. I'm going to start with the first possession of the game. Klay Thompson's first of many shots, Keith. And, you know, just as we all expected, Stevens, the first bucket he gets was a driving, fading floater.
And Klay down the lane. We'll put it up again.
Yeah, he took it right to the rim, made that one. And then as he kept gunning, he missed his next few. It felt a little bit like, like it's the coach's son out there on maybe a little league team. Like, I guess that guy has the green light. So he was missing a lot. When he finally knocked on that first three pointer, he turned to the camera and it felt like he said, like, I can still do that or something like that. Or like, you know, cause he was wide open. I thought the shot was a little bit funny, but it was just cool to see Klay get back in the rhythm. And I mean, you got to give him credit. 18 shots he got off in 19 minutes of playing time. That's impressive on its own.
Otto Porter getting around Allen. There's a good look at a three. There it is.
18 shots he got off in 19 minutes of playing time. That's impressive on its own. That's better than that 11 dribbles, whatever, point game.
Wow, that's what on Nerder she wrote. We would call that efficiency. Not necessarily efficiency at making, although
right.
He did have a really nice game. You mentioned that first three that he made, and he was wide open. It was just kind of crazy that it looked like a Warriors offensive possession from 4 years ago where, Klay got loose. And, you know, it was something that I kept thinking of early on. You mentioned how he struggled to start, and he ended up 1 of 5 in his first stint. And you can see he was tight, and he was forcing it. And he looked a little slow coming off some screens, like he was feeling himself out. And they were guarding him really, really hard because I think it was pretty obvious that the Warriors trying to work him the ball. I would have liked to see them just go straight to the Warriors basketball that we all know and love. I think Steph Curry started getting going in that once Klay left the court and in the second quarter. And then when Klay came back in, everything had sort of opened up. And Klay's bucket where he catches the ball in the wing and hits Jared Allen with a crossover.
He's got Jared Allen on a switch. He went to reach, and Klay down the lane! Crossover gets him by Jared Allen. Dunked on the whole city of Cleveland.
Klay Thompson, not really known for dunking, and I'm not going to say he was explosive like your guy Ja, who we'll talk about later, but it was nice to see a guy coming back from a extended absence from injury, especially a leg injury, get up and dunk.
Well, I was amazed by that play specifically. I mean, maybe I'm scarred from my Grizzlies time of being like, it's time for Chandler Parsons to come back and play. And they're like, he knocked down a shot. Yay. But we were grading on a curve. The athleticism clearly wasn't there. In Klay's case, he came back. He did have that bouncy dunk. I'm like, he's back. That was really cool to see. And like, it's also a tough opponent for Klay to start with because the Cavaliers are a very good defensive team, and it's impressive for the Warriors just to get this win. They've been struggling a little bit. They've been holding. I mean, Draymond's been in and out. Draymond with the 7 second start. I don't know if has that ever happened in NBA history. A guy starts and plays 7 seconds. He just wanted to be out there. He fouled and then subbed out. But like the Warriors getting this win where offense was not coming easily to them, you know, they hope that Klay's going to fix some of the offensive problems. This is one of the best teams in the NBA, but when they've lost, it's because they've struggled to score. Tonight was actually the first game, or on Sunday night, it was the first time they'd won a game this year without scoring over 100 points. So like maybe Klay's going to help that offensive stuff, but all that to say, it's a tough warm-up game against the Cavaliers team. It's been one of the best defensive teams all season.
Yeah, that's a great point. They actually shot the Warriors in this game 10 of 42 from three. So it's not like they set the world on fire, but they did win this game with defense. And, you know, they get to play all these plus defenders now. I mean, this is sort of a different world for the Warriors compared to, you know, what we saw them last year and even that season before without Klay. So sliding Klay into this lineup, the starting lineup, you know, you knock Jordan Poole to the bench. Now all of a sudden you've got a little bit more scoring punch coming off the bench. I think maybe it's a little bit of a double-edged sword there in solving their offensive woes. And you saw that tonight. I thought that their bench play was fantastic. Jordan Poole, 14 points off the bench in this game. He and Iguodala were instrumental, I thought, in taking over this game and pushing them out to that lead in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're now deep. You now think of this Warriors team as being deep, and you saw Kerr played, not even kind of Draymond, 10 guys played in the rotation, and maybe they'll do a little bit more of that when they're getting the contributions they've been getting, you know, all season from like Bielitsa and Otto Porter and Gary Payton too, who's been playing so well of late. And then if Jordan Poole gets back in rhythm too, then that maybe that's like the best case scenario for the Warriors to get all of those players clicking at the same time. And that's going to be the challenge of the coaching staff of like when Klay struggles, if it's like a game when the other team is making their shots, because we know the Cavs are shorthanded right now, you know, with Rubio out for the year. If they're playing another really good team, are they going to be like, then what do you do if Klay's off and he's rusty and you feel like, all right, do we have a better chance to win tonight with Jordan Poole, or do we need to get Klay back up to speed? And so I think there are going to be some speed bumps going forward. But as far as like an opening night and the return of Klay, it was definitely a delightful time.
And pretty rare that you have a Warriors game and the last thing you mention is Steph Curry. But Steph Curry was in this game. He had 28 points. He hit his first four threes and then missed the next seven. But it didn't matter because gravity. You know, he creates stuff for everybody else, and the Warriors are awesome. And it was nice to see them in the third quarter. You can imagine what this team is going to look like when they have Draymond out there. And, I mean, I was drooling over the idea of Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Otto Porter, and Andrew Wiggins potentially just from an offensive, defensive versatility standpoint. Now, Poole and Curry are not going to do for you what those other three guys can do, but I think that the threat that they pose offensively is going to keep the opposing defenses honest in transition.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's just a lot of really cool combinations this team now can create with Klay's return.
We had a battle of winning streaks in Dallas, Keith, and the Bulls finally lost a game, this time to the Mavericks, 113-99. And, you know, this is going to happen. You get two teams on a winning streak, somebody's leaving with a loss. And in this one, it was a story of the Mavs defense was good, but the Bulls just couldn't make shots, and the Mavs did. This was two teams that have been finding themselves playing their best basketball at a very odd time in the schedule, Keith. And Luka Doncic missed the game with the ankle injury. He was back. He's kind of been in and out of the lineup lately. This is the first game I can remember, and I watched nearly every Mavs game, where Luka had a great game. He had a 22-point, 14-rebound, 14-assist triple-double. But all of the role players for the Mavs also had good games. It was a fantastic night.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I spent a lot of time criticizing the Mavs earlier in this year for going from the past couple of seasons being one of the best offensive teams as far as offensive rating to this year, like they're playing a slower pace. Their offense isn't very good. But now, like, you have to give them credit recently, especially with, like you said, Luka being in and out of the lineup, with Porzingis being in and out of the lineup. They're winning these like grind them out games, these slow games. And now they've pulled off six straight wins. They get a great win over the Mavericks and like no one can score on them. And so they're now, it's like this whole totally different thing. Jalen Brunson's been incredible. And like tonight, Luka, he has a huge triple double, but like his shot wasn't falling. He wasn't efficient at all, but they get the win because like their defense has been so good.
Yeah, and a little bit of found money here in the last month and a half with Josh Green, who they drafted in 2020 and, you know, didn't see much out of him until here recently. He had a season-high 18 points. He's been giving him big minutes, and he's just the sort of guy they've been looking for. I mean, Josh Richardson was sort of what Josh Green could be, and you see some of that in him now. But I would dare say this guy's been more effective as a Maverick than Josh Richardson ever was.
Yeah, Josh Green's been playing well. Also, Reggie Bullock has been playing well. He was shooting terribly for the first part of the season. He started to find his stroke. You get a great game tonight. Maxi Kleber with six made three-pointers. Yeah, when those role players are doing it, and we've seen them perform before. Like, we've seen Dwight Powell play well before. We've seen Kleber play well before. And now they're all kind of doing it at the same time. If Luka maybe plays himself into shape a little bit more, plays more like the preseason MVP candidate that he was, you know, like this Mavericks team might have a chance at catching my Grizzlies. Is that a strange finish to that?
It gets me thinking that maybe we jumped the gun a little bit on the idea that Jason Kidd destroyed a historic offense and ruined the team. Now, certainly the historic offense has been destroyed, but maybe didn't ruin the team. I mean, they're winning games, and it's hard to argue against that because, I mean, the Bulls are good, plain and simple.
talked about the Big O the other night. Also, it was a stolen basketball by Bradley. Oh, Ja Morant! What a play!
Snatches it. Look at him go up and just two hands.
Oh, wow.
He hits his elbow on the backboard. That's what freed the ball. That guy is unbelievable.
All right, Keith, we got to talk about your Grizzlies because they, man, they just keep winning. They did the very rare back-to-back L.A. victories. They beat the Clippers on Saturday night, 123-108. They beat the Lakers, 127-119. And, Keith, I dare say those final scores didn't actually represent the games.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Right. Both of those games, they basically beat the brakes off the teams and then they let them back in. Especially the Lakers one was kind of comical. The Lakers went on a 21-0 run in the fourth quarter after being down by about 30, but the Grizzlies do get the victory. They've now won not only consecutive back-to-back wins in LA over the weekend, they played five games in the last week. They went 5-0 in 7 days. They've won 9 straight games overall. That's a franchise record for a win streak in a season. This team, it doesn't matter who plays, they're kind of amazing.
Yeah, not that you're a homer or anything. By the way, 9 straight wins. They now have the largest winning streak in the NBA. Keith, what was the key to their weekend? I mean, was it Jaren Jackson? Was it Ja Morant?
If you had to pick one, it's either Jaren Jackson Jr., who in the game against the Clippers basically became David Robinson. Like he had 5 blocks and 3 steals. He also went 10 for 10 from the line. Like he's a stretch big who showed all of his promise in that game. And then against the Lakers, he follows it up with 6 blocks, scores 20 points again. But also Desmond Bane scored something like 52 points over the weekend in those two games. Like Desmond Bane, just instant offense. It seems like every time he shoots, it goes in. Those guys, and then just the depth of the team. You had to give the team some credit for, you know, they played 5 games in 7 days because of health and safety protocols and other injuries. They were shuffling guys in and out of the lineups, and possibly that helped guys remain fresh. Like, it was a back-to-back, but Ja didn't play against the Clippers. They beat the Clippers without Ja Morant. Tyus Jones stepped up, and they won. And they're now, for this season, 11-2 when Tyus Jones is the starter for Ja. So, you know, you had to give credit to the coaching staff, getting all the players ready to play. But, you know, as far as just this weekend, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr., huge games. Desmond Bane, huge games.
Also, Desmond Bane drew the ire of LeBron James for, you know, talking smack, which LeBron never, ever talks smack in a game. So I understand him being rubbed the wrong way by a young guy doing it.
LeBron seemed to have an issue with how much fun the Grizzlies were having. Like, they were laughing and cracking up and, like, high-fiving, and LeBron was like, hey, we don't do that here. It was a very strange, like, yeah, he, like, shoved Desmond Bane because, like, the Grizzlies were laughing too much while they were running the Lakers up and down the court.
What do those guys think this is?
Yeah.
A game?
Yeah.
Huh. And, Keith, finally, we have a trade.
A big one.
The Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, are finalizing a deal to acquire Bol Bol from the Denver Nuggets in exchange for Rodney Magruder and a future second-round pick. Big trade. You know, I think we're going to just get to see more Bol Bol. I think that is the big takeaway from the trade.
Who initiated this trade? Like, do the Pistons want Bol Bol to come get some playing time? Do the Nuggets? This is the trade I can't figure out. Like, who even wanted it the most? Like, the Nuggets are so shorthanded; they desperately need bodies.
Magruder's going to play for them, I assume, and Bol doesn't. I don't know. Maybe Bol and Jeremy Grant are close. I'm not sure because who even knows if Jeremy Grant's going to be there that long? We're entering trade season.
Is this the
week,
opening salvo? You know? Is this the opening salvo That's for it. Trade season? This is the harbinger of things to come. It
That's
all starts
right. January
with, the, 15th. With a Bol Bol and a Magruder.
January 15th looms large on the calendar. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Don't forget, we got Basketball Buds coming up next right here on the Athletic NBA Show, so stay tuned for that. For Keith, I'm Dave, wishing you guys a great rest of your week, and I hope you had a great Clay day. Keith, let's get out of here.
Ruri Hachimura back. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen,
smile we saw you. We had the clay snarl a little bit. When do you see the highlights of some because of the meat bug after the dunk and a few things he did? We saw the little snarl. Have fun with that one.
I mean, talk about two people when it's been a couple of years. You're going to do something. I don't know.
Talk about your relationship with these fans, man. And obviously, you mentioned it, how you got so many great messages from so many great people. And obviously, the first time you stepped foot out here, when you're warming up, they gave you a huge ovation there with you the whole game. Everybody's so happy to see you.
The fans are the best, best in the league. And the ovation in the pregame. And then to come out and make my first shot. I mean, we did not even shoot well tonight. And it shows you how good we are defensively. I mean, the fans are everything. You know, they inspired me for the last 2 years. I thought about them every day. In that squat rack, on that shuttle machine. And I'm just so happy to be back doing what I love.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.